From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin. In a few minutes, finding urban life in a Texas suburb. First, to the race for lieutenant governor. In Fort Worth today, Democrat Leticia Vandeput rolled out her plan to provide a free 2-year college education to all qualified high school graduates. KERA's Shelley Koffler has more on an idea aimed at opening higher education to as many as 78,000 students a year.
Senator Vandeput made her announcement at a Tarrant County Community College campus. She began by citing some ominous data. Texas, she said, ranks last in the nation for the percentage of residents without a high school diploma. And studies predict more than half the Texas jobs by 2020 will require high school graduation plus a college degree or technical credential.
That's why today I'm announcing the Texas Promise Scholarship Program.
Vandeput says her plan would offer 2 years of free tuition and fees at a community college or technical school for all qualified high school graduates. Students would have to enroll full-time and be eligible for in-state tuition. She says the money, which could be as much as $2,500 a year, would be especially helpful to middle-income students who do not qualify for need-based grants.
We would make the promise to them, you get through high school, you work hard. We're going to make sure that you get through a technical program, a community college program. And we can do this without spending one new penny in taxes.
Vandeput would pay for the free college with a funding plan similar to the way Texans are paying for new water projects. She'd use $2 billion, about a fourth of the state's current rainy day savings fund. She says the interest from that fund would support the scholarships indefinitely. The plan would be sent to voters as a constitutional amendment.
After next legislative session, Texans ought to have the say if we want to invest in the human capital, the investment of our students to get to that workforce career.
This is the first significant higher education plan proposed in the race for lieutenant governor. Both Vandeput and her Republican opponent, Senator Dan Patrick, supported using rainy day money to create the new water fund. But Patrick's spokesman, Alejandro Garcia, says this plan is not a good use of state money.
Once again, you know, we feel that she has chosen to spend more money to achieve less.
Shortly after Vandeput's announcement, Patrick, the frontrunner, agreed to a first televised debate in Austin. Vandeput says that's not enough for voters to see the differences between the candidates. She wants at least 5 debates. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.
Now to what might be the last place you'd expect to find urban living, in the middle of a North Texas suburb. As reporter Stephanie Kuo discovered, the next big wave of suburban development has a decidedly downtown feel.
Sure, there are plenty of cars in the heart of Plano. These days, the defining sound might be this. That's the Westmoreland-bound DART train making its downtown stop. Not long ago, this was a sleepy, nearly forgotten commercial center where locals believed only the elderly shopped for antiques. Today, the historic square looks and sounds starkly different.
Woo, party!
That's DB Cremacho, a culinary arts student who just turned 21. On a typical Friday night, she's drinking with friends at the Fillmore Pub, which opened in 2011. The pub reminds her of something out of New York or Austin. She lives in Frisco, but spends as much time as she can in downtown Plano.
I grew up knowing the soccer moms and mega malls and chain restaurants.
Since the DART station opened in 2002, this downtown has added 70,000 square feet of retail space and more than 1,000 urban-style apartments. The population has grown from 775 people to nearly 1,800. Cremacho says the parking lots are full most nights, and the cobbled sidewalks are crowded with young professionals flitting from bar to bar.
It's never going to be where we won't have to use cars. You'll still have neighborhoods and malls and stuff. But these new places make it easier for me to at least feel that I'm not living in the suburbs.
Downtown Plano is just one example of a national trend of walkable suburbs using the tenets of new urbanism. Doug McDonald's a senior planner for the city of Plano. He says the changes are driven largely by the influx of young people.
There's a need for people that want to come together and associate with each other and you know, get involved with their city, you know, do activities with their city, with their neighbors.
According to a 2011 survey in the Complete Streets Design Manual for North Texas, 88% of residents said they'd be willing to drive an extra 5 minutes to a location if it meant they could walk once they were there. Numbers like these are hard to ignore. Just stop by downtown McKinney, where outposts from Dallas's hip Bishop Arts District have set up shop, like Emporium Pies. Similar scenes are also buzzing in Frisco, at Waters Creek in Allen, and in Grapevine. While Texas suburbs have earned a reputation of quiet ordinariness, McDonald says they do offer some things that denser urban cities can't.
Quality of life aspects, crime, schools, park systems.
Not to mention cost. According to apartment market research firm Axiometrics, the average rent for an apartment in downtown Dallas is about $1,600. In Plano, a similar apartment goes for just over $900. There are concerns about this new suburbanism. Alan Malik from the National Housing Institute worries these walkable, multi-use micro-villages aren't sustainable, that hip millennials are unlikely to stay once they start having children of their own. So then urban planners and developers have the challenge of not only building these neighborhoods, but making them last. Neil Sleeper is the president of City Place, the firm responsible for much of Uptown Dallas. He says mixing national and local retailers with green space is what makes walkability work. Just stay away from parking lots.
You want to create an environment where people like to walk because of, and they like to walk because of what they see.
All 22-year-old Marissa Swift did was walk while getting ready to move to downtown Plano. 3 years ago, the Rockwall native strolled from store to store getting to know the locals. She fell in love instantly.
Everyone's different and everyone is accepting to one another. Like, everyone's just comfortable with being around each other.
With at least 1,000 more housing units in the works in downtown Plano, Swift says she's excited to see new people continue to transform her neighborhood. For KERA News, I'm Stephanie Kuo.
One of every five new school principals leaves the job within 2 years. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked to two former principals who are now at SMU about why burnout is so high. Here's Think producer Stephen Becker.
Principals are essentially the CEOs of their schools. The difference is that CEOs in the business world rely on managers along the corporate ladder below them. School organization charts are pretty flat.
I don't know really any CEOs of corporations that would have the span of control that I had. I had 220 professional employees.
Ex-principal Lee Alvoid is now chair of the Department of Education Policy and Leadership at SMU. Hiring the perfect principal, she says, is nearly impossible.
Find one person that has the skill set to do all of the operations and management part of running a school, and to have the deep level instructional expertise that you have to have to coach teachers to higher performance, is just becoming more unrealistic.
Principals do get some help from assistant principals and department heads. Can't they just delegate?
Of course they can.
That's Lee Black, another former principal now at SMU.
But traditionally, the span of control for a principal, it's just been this absolute authority over every aspect of what happens in a school building. So even when things are delegated to assistants underneath the principal, things have a way of making their way back to the principal.
That's why Alvoid and Black co-wrote a study recommending that schools hire two principals, one for operations and one for instruction. Stephen Becker, KERA News.
You can read their report, The Changing Role of the Principal, at keranews.org. Think re-airs tonight at 10, or listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. Overnight low of about 72, tomorrow and Saturday high 98, 99. 100-degree days expected Sunday and Monday. 95 degrees in Dallas, 96 in Fort Worth now. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin.